Thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Some of the storms possibly severe. Also, we can't rule out the risk of tornadoes. The threat window begins in the morning and continues through the early afternoon hours. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet today. If you don't already have it, go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Breezy, much cooler Tuesday night, low 47. Wednesday, high in the upper 60s. Then we'll be in the mid-40s on Thursday morning. What a big change. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama's confirmed coronavirus cases have now topped 800. East Alabama Medical Center confirmed 5 coronavirus-related deaths at the hospital over the weekend. Several local communities now have curfews in place to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. Montgomery's curfew is from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Selma has a curfew from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. And Crenshaw County's curfew goes from 10 p.m. until 6 a.m. No incidents have been reported involving the new curfews. And Greenville police are investigating a deadly shooting over the weekend. Police have 2 suspects in custody, but they're still searching for 22-year-old Antoine Thompson. The shooting happened Sunday afternoon at a gas station on Willow Lane. Police have not identified the victim. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
We're facing uncertain times, but Navy Federal Credit Union wants you to know we have your back, and we remain committed to serving all of our members all of the time. That means you can access and manage your accounts from our mobile app and website with no monthly service fees. Additionally, you can get in touch with our world-class member service. For 87 years, we've covered our members in good times and bad, serving active duty, veterans, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace and Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at IndependentGlassCO.com.
Pros can count on Lowe's to have the largest in-store selection of DeWalt tools in stock than any national retailer. And now we're bringing you even more DeWalt power, because DeWalt's new lineup of 20-volt Max XR tools with Power Detect delivers maximum performance when paired with high-capacity XR batteries. Save $100 on a DeWalt 20-volt Max XR with Power Detect brushless cordless drill and impact driver combo kit, now just $299. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4-1 U.S. only while supplies last.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
God bless America. It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. Excuse me. 75 degrees outside. Stock market is up 430 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
And the pollen is thick, my friend.
Oh, yeah, it is
thick. Okay, so as the world gets worried about coronavirus, the name of our solution is drink and eat.
Yeah, there you go.
And I'm getting damn good at it. We've got a lot to go over today. We're going to first tell you some of the opportunities that are in this legislative package that was passed. But I got a friend of mine from Washington said, Dan, Kincaid, who is the big supplier of meat to restaurants from Washington, D.C., all the way up to New York, we don't quite get the feel for the number of restaurants we have up there per capita. It's like 10 times the amount.
Right.
Kincaid's is a top-end prime level steak. So they had two prime 18-ounce ribeyes for $58. That is normally like a $50 steak.
Right. I was about to say, that's usually over 100 for two of them.
Man. So chow down on that this weekend. It was spectacular. I mean, so tender. Did a sous-vide. It was awesome. And then I had gotten something that I'm going to go buy by the truckload now. Steak butter. And this is like if you go to a really fine steakhouse, I put the butter on the steak and cook it. Well, Kincaid's had some of that. And so I cooked the steak in that butter instead of my normal butter. Joey.
Does it have, like, beef tallow in it?
It's got cocaine. It's got crack in it. Because I am hooked. Okay, so
Dan was all up last night building a spaceship for some reason after eating his steak.
We're not quite sure why. And so I watched, and we're going to get a thing from the guy who's owned Drive-Ins, Diners, and Dives.
Guy Fieri.
Yeah, he's got a program going on we're going to be talking about for the waitstaff people out there. I've sent it to every waitstaff person that I know, sent a copy of it. But they had this thing, and they called it a butter burger. I know. So you take a patty, two patties, you take one of them, this larger patty, and you hollow out the center of it, and you put butter in there. Now, the butter that was on the show was something that this guy made from scratch, not Danny Boy. I take this butter, and I take what I've got left of it, and I put it in the middle of this bad boy. And then you seal it up, and then you cook it sous vide, and then you put it on the grill. Joey, the juice that was dripping out of that hamburger was obscene.
Oh,
it was unbelievable. And when you bite into it, it's like juice splashed in my face. The dog was going, can I lick it off? It was unbelievable.
Man, that sounds good.
And when you have a really good hamburger with a really good glass of red wine, that's living. And that was yesterday. The steak was Saturday. I've been on kind of a tear here. Okay, and then on Friday, I've been watching this Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Mm-hmm. And they had this thing, and I was going like, that's crazy sounding. But I did it. Had barbecue and took Castleberry hot dog chili.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of prep up the Castleberry hot dog chili. This guy was making his own hot dog chili. I used Castleberry and dressed it up with peppers, onions, and things like that. And you put the barbecue in it, and then you make a barbecue sandwich, and you pour it on it like you would a hot dog. Cheese, sauerkraut, pickles. It's incredible.
Dadgum, I'm hungry now.
I hurt myself chasing it with Lay's potato chips.
So good.
It was great with a beer. So I tell you, I think I watched like 6 hours of Diners, Drive-In, and Dive. They did this.
Wait, did you watch while you were eating?
Before and after.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
It was great. So it was a spectacular weekend. The weather was phenomenal. Dog park, dog park, dog park. Benji gets out there and just runs his butt off. He loves it. He's like a little kid. Like what I used to do with my kids out there. And it was spectacular. Okay, so should we do a show today or just talk food?
I'm down to just talk food, but there's some stuff going on out there in the world.
There are some things going on. Okay, let me talk to you guys about this package. Can you pop me up a little bit more? I'm not sure why this is down so low. Much better. Thank you. Okay. So if you earn under, if you reported $75,000 of wages or income or less on your taxes, then you're going to get a check for $1,200. If you and your spouse recorded more than, or you and your better have, under $150,000, you're going to get $2,400. And if you have a kid, you get $500 for each child that you have. Now, in the briefing, here's the hierarchy of the order. If you have already filed your 2019 taxes, you're the first ones that are going to get a check. That one's easy for them. They can see it. They've already run it in. They know who you are. They've got it in the system. It's fewer people, and then they can go in and look at that. So they're going to get their check first. Those checks you could see by August the 12th, something like that. My office feels confident by the 15th. The next group will be those that filed in 2018 that meet those parameters, but they have to go put in a program, run everybody, and then do a tracer on it to make sure it's accurate. And if you file, but the 2019, did you file electronically? If you filed electronically, you're at the top of the pyramid.
Okay.
2018, if you file electronically, that's the second batch. If you file manually in 2019, which I don't think there are many people that did, but if you file manually, you would be in another set, and they're going to mail a check to you, so you can look that. You're going to be seeing a check maybe August 15th through the 20th. August, then 2018 filers who filed electronically, that will be the next batch to go out. That'll be like the 15th through the 20th. And then if you were manual and you mailed it in and mailed them a check, they're going to mail you back a check. But you're probably not going to see that until August 20th or later.
So 2019 filers first, electronic, then manual, then 18 electronic, then manual.
Correct.
Okay.
And then they're going to start popping and getting the rest of the folks that are out there. Now, if you're a small business person, you can go to, I would get in contact with your bank. This is called a SBA 7A loan. And they are going to give you money for a small business under 500 employees, which is basically everybody in the Alabama universe, minus maybe eight companies. They're going to pay you 2.5 times your payroll. And as long as you, even if you furlough somebody, you bring them back and you make them whole, then you can, and you keep that going on for 4 months. At the end of the term, they're going to forgive the loan. It's going to include utilities and can include certain type of payments for equipment and operating expenses that are there. The problem is, I'll be honest with you, the banks are falling down big time on this. They're not ready for this whatsoever. Banks don't know much about it. My banker didn't know anything about it. Trying to do some investigation on it. I talked to 3 clients to have them talk to, because as we talked about this on Friday, is that if you're in the dental or elective surgery business, such as having your eyes done, you're closed down. And so I talked to some of them about it, and it's a great program. The problem is there's $300 billion. That's not a lot of money. But this thing can get eaten up fast. You can go to SBA.gov and look it up, and it said, it will say coronavirus package, and then it will tell you that it's the 7A loan. You can actually go in and punch a button and find a lender, because your bank may not be a small business administration lender. And you've got to find somebody that's an SBA lender. You can find somebody near you. Not too much detail on the front end, a lot of detail on the back end. So make sure you've got your story right, and you're going to be able to do what you say you're going to be able to do, because the penalties are pretty high. Another thing, you can withdraw up to $100,000 out of your IRA account and pay no penalty, and taxes are not due if you pay it back within 3 years. So you can borrow the money, pay it back within 3 years, no taxes, no penalty. You can be under 59 and a half and borrow that money. So that's can be a pretty good deal. Do not abuse that, because that one will bite you on the rear 3 years from now. If you take out a bunch of money and you don't pay it back, hello, Uncle Sam, they're going to be looking for you. So let me do this. Robert, Lynn, I'm going to come back to you two right after this brief break.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Looking back, watching our kids and grandkids at play creates awesome memories, some better than others. I must admit, I don't much care to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Way too much of that today. Hi, this is Terry with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of our children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of Pickle and 500, or badminton, Red Rover, or croquet? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com to obtain a quote on having us turn your lawn into where children's memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great games and descriptions for them to play. They'll sure get a lot more exercise than just moving their thumbs on a keyboard. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories on your lawn. We use only golf course quality timed release granular fertilizers. And Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and many of your friends and neighbors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com, where memories are made and promises are kept.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going. But with Earnest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it, honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
Be there.
But you better hurry.
It's on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through more. Call David Earnest. He's the man to get you in it.
Call Dave.
Just write his number down. Get ready. I'll give it to you in a minute. Call David Earnest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Earnest today.
Sponsored by Earnest Financial, LLC.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Juju A, this is where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Robert. Robert, welcome aboard the Dan Mara Show.
Hey, guys.
Robert, how are you?
I'm fine. I got something to tell y'all. Saturday, I got up and they had nothing to do. So I got the little lady. I said, let's go down to Sweet Creek Farm.
All right.
We went to Sweet Creek Farm. We got the barbecue. I mean, it's more barbecue than you can eat. I mean, it laid one end of the plate to the other end. Then she got the salad and I got the fruit cup. And she got those, she saw those big cookies. The way to get those cookies. So I'm sitting at home. I don't eat, right? I'm sitting at home. I'll fire the doorbell ring. Open the doorbell. That's what I'm saying. They got a Sweet Creek plate. I said, how y'all found out about Sweet Creek? She called up and told us how good it was, and we went. I said, huh? Then they went back Sunday.
Man. Did you bump into Reed anyone?
No, I didn't see Reed. Didn't see Reed.
Oh, that's a shame. He's a great guy.
They went again Sunday, and I got up Sunday, and I said, those candles smell pretty good. And I went on last and saw they sold candles, and I had to go back and get my candles. Okay. So it was enjoyable. I mean, it was a nice ride, nice day to go out, just walk around, be in the fresh air. People walking around, buying things. It was just a great experience. That's my first time ever going, God knows the truth. And the meat was so good. It's like the girl told me behind the counter, it would fall off the bone. I had to eat it with my fork.
There you go, my friend. I'm so glad you went down there, Robert.
Yeah, we going. I mean, I know I'm going back, but I didn't know she was going to go back Sunday.
That
might have to cap on her spending. But I told her about the Boston butt, too, so we're going to get a Boston butt. And I told her, I said, well, my friend Dan said, you need all in 3 days.
You really can.
Oh, that's the next thing we're going to get.
Well, you listen in and listen when they're on sale, because when they're on sale, it is like three times the bargain.
All right, then. Well, I'm going. He's got a cousin for life, because she said, from now on, she's not going to Clinton anymore. She's going to Clinton and get her peaches or something. She said she's going there from now on.
Well, the peaches he has are picked and clanned and brought to Sweet Creek.
That's what I told her. I said, it's going to be the same peaches. You didn't got to travel that far.
Exactly right. And the strawberries come from up in that area also, and he should be getting those in about a week.
All right. We'll be there.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Take care. I had some strawberries this weekend. They were, like, off the chain. Lynn, welcome aboard the Dan Mara Show.
Hello.
How are you?
Let me cut this microphone off. How's that? That better?
It is better.
I'm just trying to get my ducks in a row here now, so I got a couple questions, and maybe you can clarify it for me. I understand that people that SSI retired,
yep,
are going to get a check.
They are. If you're getting Social Security, you're going to get a check. I believe you're going to get a check even if you're getting Social Security disability.
Okay. Now, I also heard that we're going to be paid through the Social Security Administration.
Well, what's going to happen is they're going to take the... they're taking all the people that are filed that... get Social Security, they match that to your tax return, and if your tax return is underneath, they already have all your banking information, and so they send it to you. If you did not file a tax return, I believe they're just going to assume that you're under the $35,000 mark, and then they're going to send you a check.
Okay. Well, I filed a 2018 tax return. And when it come to the part about being retired, I put it in there and exempted all that pay, you know. So I do have a 2018 on file.
Are you going to file a 2019?
Oh, yeah. Let me make that turn every year.
Lynn, let me make this suggestion. If you're going to get money back, you're married?
Yes.
If you're going to get money back, I would go ahead and file it, like, immediately. Because if you file it before April the 3rd, then you will be in the system, and when they do the check run on August the 6th through the 15th, you'll be in that group.
Well, they brought up another issue. Due to the Obamacare and the insurance things that changed, she had an underpayment on her Obamacare. Of course, I'm veteran and Medicare, so I'm covered under that. And she's under Obamacare, so she had overpayment. And I was grateful for the July 15th extension, because when we file, we're probably going to owe money.
Okay. If you're going to owe money, then, and if it's a lot, I wouldn't do it. If it's not very much, you may want to do it just so you can get your check faster.
Yeah. But I thought there's some coming through the Social Security Administration, some of the old guys are saying...
No, they have to check. Just hang on. They have to check your tax amount to your Social Security, so they can't just assume if you're getting Social Security that you're not making more than the threshold. For example, Joey's grandfather, who is on Social Security, has too much income, and so he will not be getting a check because they're going to check it against your taxes.
Yeah, that's a little confusing too, because
why is that confusing?
$5,000 threshold on Social Security.
Why
is that? They drove about $1,280 a month anyway. And the Social Security before they start taking $2 for every dollar you make.
Well, it depends on what age you are first, Lynn.
Yeah. Well, I know that's getting all complicated.
Yeah, if you're 66, you can earn an unlimited amount. So that thesis doesn't hold. And the other thing is, there are plenty of people who have a very low Social Security number amount, but have a high income because they're taking money out of their IRA accounts.
Right. So I guess my question is...
Go ahead.
The fact is, I filed a 2018 joint return.
Right.
2018 joint tax return.
Right.
Married, filing jointly.
Say your name one more time for me.
We filed married, filing jointly.
Okay, got that. Now, first time I got it, finally. Thank you.
2018 tax return.
I heard this somewhere.
Okay, we have not filed 2018 tax return so far.
You haven't filed a 2018 tax return?
I mean, 2019. Sorry.
Okay. So it's still exactly what I told you 5 minutes ago. Let me ask my question. Go ahead, Lynn.
When do you think we're going to get a check?
That's going to be past the August 20th time frame. April 20th, sorry. My company is being kind of careful with the numbers because we've got some pretty good plug-ins with government, and they're saying that should be the outer band of time.
I could say if you hadn't filed a 2018 and you filed a 2019 on July the 15th, that would take you into August. But, I mean, I don't know.
No, Lynn, you're not paying attention here, buddy. If you have not filed 2019, which you said you have not, and you filed 2018, the 2019 people go first. Electronic filer 2018 goes second. And they're going to measure your income, look at your income, and if your income... is below the threshold, they're going to send you a check, and they're going to match you to your SSI.
And those checks could be as far out as
August 20th, yeah. I mean, April 20th, sorry.
April, not August.
Thanks, Lynn.
Yeah, that's what did me early on.
Lynn. I got to go, buddy. Barbara, hang on for me. Dan Marshall, we're going to be back right after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Quizzit Jewelry. And in consideration of the governor's orders, we are remaining open, but we have our doors closed to the public. So it's going to be called Drive Up Diamonds. Yes, we're going to have a drive up service where you can pick up your repairs, pick up gifts, design things, sell your gold, trade your gold, anything you like to do, we will do as a drive up, or we will deliver or pick up from your residence or businesses if that's the case. So please visit us. Margaret's is staying open. We're open every day, but we cannot let you into the doors. Come see us.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
I'm Chris Foster. The Navy hospital ship Comfort has arrived in New York City to help free up space in city hospitals treating coronavirus patients. With more testing being conducted now, hospitals nationwide are being asked for daily reports to the federal government on their COVID-19 cases.
In addition to test results, hospitals are also being asked to give updates on bed space and supplies. Federal officials say they want the data to build a real-time picture of what's happening around the country as the administration weighs when to lift restrictions in certain parts of the nation.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Some food delivery workers are on strike today demanding hazard pay and protective gear.
Workers at Amazon's warehouse in Staten Island, New York, say the purpose of their walkout is to demand the facility be shut down and cleaned after an employee tested positive for the virus. They are also demanding better pay and protections. Amazon says it is taking extreme measures to keep employees safe.
That's Ginny Gasola. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have another very warm day ahead of us with a high temperature, at least, I think, in the low 80s today with a sun and cloud mix. Mild tonight, low temperature 61, risk of showers beginning in the wee hours of the morning. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Some of the storms possibly severe. Also, we can't rule out the risk of tornadoes. The threat window begins in the morning and continues through the early afternoon hours. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet today. If you don't already have it, go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Breezy, much cooler Tuesday night, low 47. Wednesday, high in the upper 60s. Then we'll be in the mid-40s on Thursday morning. What a big change. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Barbara. Barbara, welcome aboard. By the way, we're going to have Jeff Sessions calling in at 105 today. To chat with you guys, 272-9228. If you have a question, comment, or viewpoint for him. Barbara, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon. Just watching the Weather Channel, and it says tornado sirens blaring in North Alabama.
Oh.
First of all, good afternoon, gentlemen, and it sounded like you had an eating bonanza this weekend.
I tell you what, I did. Tell you, it was awesome.
Made me hungry, too.
I'm glad.
Okay. I've been listening, and I thought you said that the first chicks would go out in August, or April?
It's April. My bad.
Okay. All right. And then you answered one of my questions. The other one, my son was laid off Friday, and he does not make enough money to file federal income tax.
Right.
So when... When will he get his check? How does that work? Because, like I said, he never makes enough money.
I got you. What, a couple of questions. Has he applied for unemployment compensation?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If he's applied for unemployment compensation, he gets brought back into the system that way. So what he's going to do is he's going to get $600 more every single week, then you're going to add the amount of unemployment compensation that he gets in the state of Alabama. If he's at the bare minimum of it, then he'll get $680 a week.
Okay.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, and you know, that's going to encourage a lot of people not to make an effort to go back to work.
Absolutely.
What do you think? I was listening to Mark Levin last night, and he had a gentleman on, I don't remember his name, that was talking about how we need to get some of these businesses back open before, you know, July or August or even May. What do you think? Is there a possibility of doing that? I mean, we have so many small businesses. Well, I live in Prattville, you know, around here that are, you know, they're closed. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's what's going to happen is you have kind of several timetables. First timetable is going to be April the 30th. And I think you're going to see a lot of businesses open on April the 30th. Not all of them, but a lot of businesses open on April the 30th. And the reason things like gyms and barbershops and hopefully restaurants, but a limited edition, those will all get freed up. That will be an enormous boost to the economy.
Absolutely.
And I don't think there's any reason to keep clothing stores closed, such as Dillard's or Kohl's, past April the 30th.
Well, okay. Well, that was my question, and thank you so much. I'll let my son know that. He doesn't live here. He lives out of state, so.
What state does he live in?
Indiana.
Indiana wants me. Well, so long as he's applied for unemployment, when he gets his unemployment check in about 2 weeks, it'll have $600 extra dollars a week in it.
Yeah, that's really. And see, part of his problem is child support. So
right.
But are they going to take child support out of that?
Does he owe child support?
Oh yeah.
So he's not paying his child support.
Yeah, he's paying. He pays about half of what his paycheck normally was for child support. It's a long, complicated story.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It depends on what the court is going to say, and it depends on how smart his ex is.
Okay. Well, she's good. She's a good woman.
Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye.
Have a great day.
You too. Red Top. The painter's the painting man's painter.
Man, I'll tell you what, a fantastic weekend. What all?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I mean, very heavily pollinated, but, you know, that's par for the course. But, gosh, it was gorgeous.
It really was.
And I'm glad to hear you didn't starve yourself to death.
I did not starve myself one iota. And the Corona beer amount is dwindling fast because of my talents.
You know, you are very nice answering all these questions. I was going to make fun of them, but I know these people are worried about getting their checks and all that. I was going to ask you to say, man, if my dog's left leg has got a limp in his left leg and he's got a spot over his right eye, how much will my check be?
There you go.
You know, damnation, I was almost getting a headache from it Friday, and you're very tolerant. So, yeah, you're truly a compassionate person for answering all these damn stupid questions.
I don't know. Clay, 84 would tell you something a little different than that. He can always detect the sigh in my voice.
Yes. How about this martial law situation? I know I'm going a little bit beyond what it is, martial law, but this is bizarre. First time in my lifetime.
Where?
Well, just the lockdown and the fines for being out and all that, I kind of understand it, but it seems to be, God, almost an exercise in some areas for government control. I'm not a conspiracy theorist stuff, but it's kind of creepy in a way. You know what I mean, Dan?
I tell you, I drove downtown on Saturday. I was stunned at what it looked like. Stunned. I mean, there was nobody, very few things were open. I went into the New York City Euro shop and got me a Euro from him to, and thanked him for being open for a handful of people that were down there. But it was scary of how nobody was there. Nobody's there.
Yeah. This is going to change the nature of business, and especially education, tremendously.
I think ditto on education.
Yeah, because, I mean, they should have been going to online a long time ago. Putting together groups of hoodlums is not going to be a solution for any damn thing. So, not that all of them are, but we have a hoodlum property in many locations, you have to admit. So, I don't know. You know, in the wrong hands, this kind of nationalization and is bad. And I'm okay with it with Donald Trump, but if it was another president, I'd be very nervous. That's all I got to say. So, you know, I don't trust these guys. Neither did our forefathers told us not to trust them and always be wary and be vigilant. So, you know, this was just, I read it on the bullets on the bottom of the screen of the news last night. I didn't hear a declaration or anything like that. Was there any such thing, a verbal declaration? Did they just shoot it out through the news bullets?
But where are you talking about?
Like on the news last night, as far as being the curfews and all that, I hadn't been watching the...
Where are you talking about?
Here in Montgomery.
Okay. Yeah, WSFA has said something about it, and they're doing... You had Chief Finley on today.
Yeah, and all local media has it. If you go to the MGM Ready website, just MGM Ready, it has everything to do with it, including the actual text of the proclamation.
Are you whistling at us?
I'm always whistling. I'm sorry. Okay. My customers tell me to stop whistling. If they don't like whistling,
I'm going to tell you.
And if you read the actual proclamation, there are all sorts of exemptions and exceptions. And from talking to Chief Finley earlier today, there were more before this order, before this curfew put in place, some things like house parties or people kind of cruising around, hanging out in large groups. And then since this proclamation, they've kind of tamped that down. And as he told me, the kind of the advisement or instruction is we're not trying to just get people and give an excuse. Or it's more, even now, if they find somebody, it might just be more educational. Hey, this is a curfew. You can't do this. But they're not looking at, like, single vehicles. They're more looking at groups of people, these sorts of things.
Well, Joey, that was a great thing because I felt much better about the whole issue once Finley came on.
Yeah.
And that kind of settled my immediate fears. I'm not worried about anybody taking advantage of us now, but I see how quick the mechanism to lock a country down can be and how extreme it is. It's eye-opening, don't you think?
It is.
So that's just my eyes have been opened wide, and I'm going to open my eyes even more painting.
We're top, you're breaking up, buddy. You have a great day. Let me go to a break. Coming back to Jim right after this. You can't always get what you
want. You can't always get what you want. The Dan Morris Show. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometime, it just might find.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers, and PBS Painting. 294-5122. That's PBS Painting. 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Kind of interestingly, 2 weeks ago, I told the audience about my doctor friend being on the CDC conference call. 2 weeks ago, he was told we're going to be up at 100, but we could hit 100,000 before the end of April. Oh, sorry, before the end of March. I get my months all screwed up here. Well, I noticed when I walked out of the studio on Friday, we're at 101,400 and some odd. And today we're at 140,000. We're up 40% from where we were Friday on Monday. It's a pretty amazing number. But that's incredible how accurate that was. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey. You know, I watched that the percentage of death over people that are infected. And it's creeping up a little. It's almost, I looked at it this morning, it was like 1.75.
Right. It came up a little bit.
Yeah. You know, the reason I really called, I'm at Sam's Club. And his husband and wife's walking around with the mask respirators. Both of them, they're on their chins. So that must be a special brand.
They're out and about doing that?
Oh, yeah. Instead of being over their mouth, both of them have them on their chins. They must have a special type respirator.
Okay.
Can't fix stupid, Dan.
That's true.
Well, you have a good day. I just saw that.
Thanks, Jim. You take care. Be safe out there, my friend.
Okay,
be safe.
Bye-bye.
Don't get up in any hot attics. Let's do this. Let's get to some of the news here. There was so much good stuff that was on this weekend. How many emails did you get? Two or three?
I got two.
It's because I didn't send the third one, right?
Probably.
We can remedy that. Let me see the cuts here. Yeah, the third one's got all the little fun goody-goodies in there. Joe Biden was on Meet the Press. Boy, that was pathetic.
Ugh. And I was more pissed off at Chuck Todd than Biden necessarily.
You think Chuck Todd was kind of gaming him?
Yeah, I can actually, I think, have dinner with a Democrat. Some of the folks in the national media, it's like, what is wrong with you?
They just, let me tell you what, they're heartbroken about what's happened to their Democrat Party. Did you see the latest poll that on registered voters, not likely voters, registered voters, Trump is only 2 points behind Joe Biden.
Right.
Registered voters.
Right.
Noting that 38% of the registered voters are going to show up to vote. And I can tell you, Donald Trump voters are going to show up to vote.
I guess they like Trump's fiddling. Right, Nancy?
Oh, man. Ugh. Let's do Howard Curtis of Media Matters talking about that very subject. Guy Benson on Pelosi rhetoric.
Been a busy day on the Sunday shows. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was on CNN's State of the Union and had pretty harsh criticism of President Trump. Take a look.
What the president, his denial at the beginning was deadly. His delaying of getting equipment to where it continues, his delaying getting equipment to where it's needed is deadly.
We're back with Guy Benson and Richard Fowler. Guy, Pelosi saying that Trump's delay was deadly. Now, the media often side with Nancy Pelosi, but having just gotten cooperation for a $2 trillion economic bailout bill, I was surprised that she escalated her rhetoric to that degree just recently.
I'm not really surprised because she's hyper-partisan, right? People demand President Trump be nonpartisan and apolitical during these times, and I tend to agree with that. But Pelosi's out there lobbing grenades at him rhetorically even after this moment of cooperation. And I find it very interesting, actually, that she would harp on the word delay and the delays of President Trump, given the fact that she came back to Washington last week, blew up the legislative process, and Democrats delayed needed relief by 3 days. That may not be the word she wants to use here, given very recent history.
Okay, so that was Guy Benson. It was kind of cool. He was at his house. He was outside with a light behind him. It was really cool. Some of these Skypes that they're doing, and the people who have actually more sophisticated gear that they're using Zoom and things like that, and actually by a camera versus doing something of a phone, get some pretty good quality stuff. So now Richard Fowler, who is a Democrat, he's going to talk about Nancy Pelosi's statement and listen to his Democrat solution to the problem in the future.
The Democrats would say they were negotiating with the Senate to try to change some of the provisions. But Richard, by contrast, talking about Sunday shows, Joe Biden was on NBC's Meet the Press. He was actually the fourth guest, showing that, you know, he doesn't have a day job right now. But of course, he's still an important party figure. And Chuck Todd asked him whether President Trump has blood on his hands. And Biden said, no, I think that's too harsh. So Biden not using the heated rhetoric that we see in the House Speaker.
I think the reason why the vice president did that is because here's the truth. The truth of the matter is that our slowness to respond to this crisis goes far beyond just the president. We have for a long time in this country neglected our resources, our public infrastructure, right? For a long time in this country, we have lampooned nurses for wanting more money. Now we need nurses, right? If there's anything when this crisis is over, the first bill I want to see Congress propose that should get bipartisan support is free nursing school. So everybody who wants to be a nurse should be able to become a nurse, because we need nurses. We need doctors. And we spend a long time criticizing our public infrastructure, criticizing the role of government, rolling back government resources. And now what we see is we're ramping them up in times of crisis, which means they should have been there from the beginning. Yeah. So this is not a Democratic problem or Republican problem. This is what partisanship gets you.
That is incredible. That's incredible what he just said. And, you know, his whole deal is what we need to do is make nursing school free. And that is such a typical Democrat's approach to a problem, is if you have a problem, you need to put more government on it and you need to put more money into it. Not, okay, if you go through nursing school and you pass and you make the grades and pass the certification, we'll get your loan forgiven. That would be a way to do it. Or we'll forgive a percentage of it and take care of that for you. I could see that happening. I think it certainly should happen with doctors. But just to say somebody, we'll pay for you to go to nursing school, that's crazy. That would be so abused, it would be unbelievable. Because not only are you paying for nursing school, you end up paying for the person to go to nursing school and pay them to live. Because it's very difficult to go to nursing school and go maintain a job type thing. A lot of women do it. A lot of male and females do it. We're going to get to, in the next hour, we're going to have Jeff Sessions calling in. But I want to, if you know anybody that's in the restaurant business, their servers, their kitchen staff, we've tried to make a point last week with Vinegear and Jubilee and Jan's to try to help those folks out. I went into the New York City Euro shop and bought me a Euro and trying to support those folks. They are being devastated. I put out a post, and it was amazing the number of responses I got to that. They didn't know about the unemployment. They didn't know that they could be a contract employee. They didn't know about the $1,200. There's so much stuff that they did not know.
Yep.
But there's another outlet that you can go to help you with money from the guy who does drive-ins, diners, and dives. We'll get to him after we get to Jeff Sessions. But these folks, talking about a group of people that are really hurting, and if they keep this thing closed down to April the 30th, they are really going to be. If you're a bartender, for example, and you are not going to pour a drink for basically 6 weeks,
right,
and you're getting X amount of money plus tips, I mean, a good bartender can earn $300, up to $300 in a night, depending on what level of restaurant and how good they are. But all that's just gone. But they can earn $600 a week by filing for unemployment. I was shocked at the number of people who had not filed for unemployment.
Yeah, the hospitality/entertainment sector, for the most part, is being devastated. Some in the entertainment sector are going to do better, but generally speaking, it's devastated.
When I was downtown, I pulled into the hotel complex, and I walked in. I couldn't. Nobody was there. It was empty. It was dead empty. There were people behind the front desk looking at each other. And there's one guy with a broom over there kind of sweeping up stuff. I think he was throwing stuff down so we could sweep it up. It's unbelievable. Totally gone. Going to be back with Senator Jeff Sessions, candidate for U.S. Senate of Alabama, right after our top of the hour break.